Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we praise you, sir, and we thank you. Oh, Lord, what you have shown us and how you have opened up our consciousness to reveal yourself to us. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we give you praise and honor for everything that's done on these broadcasts, every word,
yes,
every healing that anyone receives, every person that gets born again in this radio and television audience. We give you the praise and the honor for it, sir, in Jesus' name. Amen. Join me again today in welcoming Dr. Caroline Leaf. I am so blessed at what God is doing. You know, when you look across the body of Christ, God has been restoring truths actually since the very dark ages when the Word was put away out of human contact for a long, long time, and it got very, very dark. And Martin Luther caught hold of the Word, "The just shall live by faith." The new birth was reintroduced, and now, and he's been continuing to do that. He restored truth of the new birth, truth of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, truth of the gifts of the Spirit, truth of the integrity of the written Word of God. All of these truths, and the last 100 years has just been magnificent in what God is doing. But then you take down the last 45 to 50 years, it has just exploded. And all of these things have come down now. God has a worldwide base of people that know the Word. They've learned who they are in Christ Jesus. They've grown in the Word of faith. They actually believe in God. And the way I describe them, they are the people that have come from religion to righteousness, become skillful in the Word of righteousness. And they've come to the place where they can go to the written Word of God, take God's promise and pray it right on out to victory.
That's amazing.
And I'm thinking about all of these different ministries and that God has brought together for this time that we're in right now. And we're already in the greatest outpouring that's ever hit this planet. It's begun big time.
Big time.
And now here, think about what he's done. He spent the last 30 plus years in teaching you and training you in this area of the brain, which you can't get into his study of the brain without knowing the mind. The mind of Christ, not just the science of the mind, but his actual mind, his thinking, his thought. And here and now here you are with this entire body of work for us to get hold of and not be in this low level whatever it is, percent of actually use, that using, you know, 1 or 2% of your mental capacity. But come on up. Come on up here and be like Jesus in this earth. And there is a place that we're going, I believe with all my heart, that to activate this whole system. And as we take your work and we get in it and we learn and we expand and grow, we can come to the place where it's astounding. I'm talking about the general population of the body of Christ. Come to the place where they become astounding people to the world. because God's using your mind, and you're using your mind. You're using His mind, and He's using your mind. And we are so privileged to have you here and to have you as part of this Word of Faith family and what we're doing here. Praise God. It's just amazing to me.
Thank you. It's amazing to me.
Let's get into the profile.
Yes.
That intrigues me, and I know zero about it. So I want to get into that.
I love it because I love to give people something practical that they can actually go and do. And I think Jesus was very practical. If you think of it, Jesus was really practical. So He would teach us things, and He would give us. So I've always used that as my guideline. If I'm going to make science accessible, it needs to be practical. So all my techniques have been like that. So the profile is basically based on the fact that our mind changes our brain, and our brain has these seven different pillars. We spoke about them in yesterday's broadcast. So our brain is divided into these seven different areas, and obviously they're not exactly perfectly, so that they flow a little bit into each other. They're not like demarcated as clearly as that. And our this wonderful uniqueness that God has placed within us can be described and understood with the profile, which is based on this. So the profile is based on this, the way that our brain works. That's pretty much what it is, how our brain responds to our mind. So each of these areas, the nerve networks and all the neural material, the neural tissue, I should say, in those areas is each responsible for a specific type of thinking. That's why I call it seven pillars of thought. And what the research shows is that wisdom comes from when all seven pillars... Oh, goodness.
You knocked my brain over.
I knocked the bad one over. We want that gone.
That's not mine.
No, this one is. The wisdom comes from when all seven pillars are being used correctly. So when I talk about someone's gift, I'm talking about how they uniquely use those seven pillars and all seven pillars. So all of us have all seven pillars, and we all use them in our own unique way. And I ended off yesterday's broadcast by saying that there's around about 8 billion people in the planet, which means that there's around about 8 billion versions of this profile that I'm about to describe to you. So in other words, it can combine in other words, there isn't a fixed standard, there isn't a box or a category I can put you in, I'm not measuring you, there is no wrong answer with this profile. So when you fill in this profile, all we're doing is understanding how you use your seven pillars of thought in your own unique way to produce the uniqueness of you, which is something you can do that no one else can do. So that was quite a task to try and create a profile that was to achieve that. And I also mentioned yesterday that to just try and reflect the brilliance of the human mind is an almost impossible task. So up front, let me say that I don't believe that there's any length of profile could have a million questions in it or 8 billion questions that could really do justice to the brilliance of your mind. So I've had to keep that in mind and then develop a profile that actually is accessible to everyone. So my initial profile that I used to use with my patients was about 1,000 questions, but I've shortened that down to 250 questions.
He shortened it. Well, good.
So it's not 1,000, it's 250. Where do I get that from? Basically, it's actually 210, sorry, it's 210. There's seven different pillars, and I've done 30 questions per pillar. And those questions came through many years, obviously, of working with patients and research and so on, and they're very neutral. And there's no wrong answer, and that's the best part of the profile, is that whatever you answer is correct because it's you. It's the uniqueness of who you are. It is this unique, incredible person that thinks these unique, incredible thoughts that can produce these unique, incredible words and actions that is very important to everyday living. So we all play a role. And if one of us is not playing it, the whole world suffers. So that's what this profile is trying to achieve, is to show you your uniqueness. And when I say there's no wrong answer, it's quite simple. As you read the questions, you do them. You just simply answer yes or no. Yes is correct. And no is correct, because it's simply identifying how you are thinking. So as you work through the 210 questions, 30 per pillar of thought, it's giving us an idea, or you an idea, of how you use each of those pillars and then how they combine to produce your uniqueness. So it's kind of like a breakdown of the structure of your gift. It gives us an idea of understanding how we think. Once you've filled in the profile, and you've done all, you know, you've marked your yeses and your noes, and as I said, yes is correct and no is correct. You then, I give the scoring instructions in the book and in the manual, and you basically convert it to a percentage, and you'll get a set of percentages. You'll get 7 percentages. And what they mean, and this is extremely important, those are not measurements. They're not categories. They're not judgments. What they are is descriptions of how you use this. So people are so used to seeing a percentage and thinking, okay, well, that's bad and that's good, that 20% is bad and 80% is good. You will get low percentages on the scoring, but it's not telling you, it's not measuring you, it is simply showing you the order in which you actually use these different types of thought. So I also started using the example in yesterday's broadcast of when we eat something, if I take a bite of this apple, it's going to go through a process of digestion through the different digestive parts of the digestive system and eventually feed my cells and of my body and my brain. But that's a process that it goes through. Your thinking also goes through a process. It goes through a 7-stage process. And as it goes through those 7 stages, it's being digested and processed into a memory. So as you are thinking now, you are processing or digesting through these 7 different pillars in your own unique way that you use them, the thoughts that you are hearing, which will produce the actual physical thought that you actually build. So that's why I said in the very first broadcast this week that when everyone's listening to the same information, but the way that you process through your 7 different pillars, each of which will eventually land up being a physical thought made of proteins inside of your brain, will look different. So all of us will build these tree-like structures of the same information differently because we each have our own unique perception. Same information, but the way that God has designed you to see the world is different to everyone else. So I'm hammering this uniqueness because uniqueness means standalone, set apart, designer babe. We are each a designer babe, literally. We are designed by God to be completely standalone and set apart. And what I love about this profile is it shows you that. So once you've filled it in, once you've scored it, you're going to get this order. And the order is how you actually digest your thought. And what I want to stress here is that there's a tendency in, you get something called learning styles. I'm sure you may have heard of them, where people say, I'm an auditory learner. I learn through hearing, or I learn through writing, or I learn through visual. That's not at all scientific. It's not at all accurate. When you learn, learning is the result of something. Learning is the result of thinking, which is a mind action. So we are thinking through things. We think, we feel, and we choose. That's all mind action. Our thinking and our feeling and our choosing filters through these 7. So our thinking, feeling, and choosing is filtered through the unique way we think. Our gift is our unique way that we think. So how we are processing through the information is described using this profile. So it goes through 7 stages, and all 7 stages have to be gone through in order for you to actually build a thought properly. So if I take that apple and just try and shove it down whole and try and jump it into my cells, push it into my cells as a whole apple, it's impossible. If I have something wrong with my digestive system, that I don't have sufficient enzymes, or something's wrong with the colon, I can't digest that apple properly and get the most nutrition out of it. It's the same with this thing. A house of wisdom is built on 7 pillars. Proverbs 9 verses 1 through 11 talks about that process. We have to use all 7 to fully think through this information. Now we swing through these 7, we cycle through these 7 more or less every 2 to 7 seconds. And so every 2 to 7 seconds we are actually working through that. So that means in any minute we've gone through it 15 times. So in an hour we've gone through it, you know, so you can work out the math. We keep on going through, we keep on pushing this information that we are hearing, and we're going from glory to glory to glory, level to level to level. We are deepening our understanding. We are designed to constantly think deeply and intellectually. So this describes kind of how that process is happening. We are obviously not aware of all those stages as we're thinking through. Like right now, you're just aware of information coming in and you're thinking about it. You're not aware that you are going through all those 7 stages. What we do see in each other is the first and the last one. So we tend to see that, and we tend to see, well, sorry, don't ignore that picture. We tend to see how we start our thinking and how we end our thinking. So to make that make more sense, I'd like to do two things. I'd like to start by just quickly defining what each of those pillars mm-hmm. are, and then talk about those seven different stages, but very, very briefly, because it's in detail in the book, so, and then to try and make this make more sense. And then obviously next week we're going to talk more in depth about it, so we can revisit this as well and look at it again, because the first time you hear it, it's a bit, it's a lot of information. So I'll make it as simple as I can. Okay, so the first pillar, which is that brown one, is the front part of the brain, and we call that intrapersonal, I-N-T-R-A, intrapersonal. What that means is that all the nerve networks, the brain tissue, the neurons, the memories, all of our trees in our brain, literally, in that area, their main function is introspection. So that part of the brain deals with deep intellectual thinking, decision making, self-reflection, self-analysis, shifting between ideas, all that kind of inside yourself stuff. Now, all of us do that, okay? We all do all of these seven. So, in other words, what I'm describing to you is that thinking has got these elements to it, and one of the first elements is handled by the front of the brain, and it deals with this deep stuff. Then the second element is that blue part, and that is what we call interpersonal, which means all the brain tissue there deals with something different to that, which that's deep thinking. This is communication. So socialization, talking, communication, sharing words, having conversations, sentences, back and forth, sharing of ideas. That's very dominated by that. You can already see, in order to share an idea, you have to be using that too. So none of them work in isolation. They all work together, exactly like it says in Ephesians 4:16. Every part of the body does its own special work. I mean, the whole body's working together. It operates in love. This is what this is doing. We operate in love, in our normal perfection, wired for love design, when all of them are working together. The third one, the green one that you see over there, deals with words spoken and written, thinking words in your head. The next one up there, which is the kinesthetic, the red one, the purple one is the next one up, that's logical, mathematical. So the nerve tissue there is dealing with its thinking process that it is in charge of, if you want to say it like that, is like logic, reasoning, strategy, numbers, estimation, that kind of thing. And then the next one up over here, which we are now at the red one, the kinesthetic, that deals with basically with movement. So the ability to play a sport, the ability to walk around, the ability to not fall out of our chair. So it's all the ability to know when your stomach is sore, you know, so you can read your internal organs. Then you get the next one up is your musical, and musical sounds like it's only singing or playing a musical instrument. It's that plus. It's the ability to read between the lines. It's the ability.
I think I got the plus. But
you got the plus. I also didn't get the musical side. I got the plus
not
side
the voice.
Too. Yeah, that's it. So it's all the musical things, and it's the plus. And the plus is intuition, body language, reading between the lines. Mm-hmm. So if you ask someone how you're feeling today, and they answer, "I'm fine," we know they're not fine.
Yeah.
It's our musical that is enabling us to recognize that the intonation pattern and the way they've used their body is actually saying, "I'm not fine, please help me," or "ask me why I'm not fine, I actually," whatever, you see. So that would be, those nerve networks would do that. And then right at the back, you have visual spatial. And visual spatial is the ability to imagine in your mind's eye. So here we can see an apple, but now look in my hand. Can you see the apple in my hand? It's not there, but we can imagine it. We can close our eyes and imagine this plate of fruit. In other words, being able to see visually in your mind's eye. It's very well developed in people that are blind, because they've actually developed that memory inside there. But all of us have that. So these are all pillars of thinking. And all of these ability to think deeply, to communicate, to use words, to use reasoning, to use movement, to use intuition, all these things combine together as seven pillars of wisdom that build the thought. So when we operate in our gift, we draw on all seven of those. So our brain, remember, responds to our mind. So as we listen to the Holy Spirit, leading of the Holy Spirit, as we align ourselves with God and talk to God in everything we do, as we apply the word and all this stuff, what we do is we activate these pillars to respond, because they're designed to respond to you operating in your gift. So you literally switch your brain on. You literally switch on your gift of phenomenal thinking, which will produce phenomenal words and actions, etc., when you actually think in this way. So the profile now, and I know we're almost out of time, but the profile, and we'll go into more depth next week, enables us to get a feel of how we use these. So this is the order of the pillars in the brain, but how you use those is unique to each person. So you don't necessarily use them in that order. That may be your first one, that may be your first one, that may be your second. It can be any combination. And also you can literally use any combination, any order, and also you can stay in any particular pillar for as long as you want, according to your design. So there's many other elements to it, but the essence is that your uniqueness comes from how you use them and how long you spend in each. And how you use them, every which way of using them is correct. And how long you spend in each of them is also correct. So those two features enable us to have uniqueness. And so this is a science-y way of seeing how our brain responds to our mind when our mind is operating in its gift. So by the same token, if we don't use our mind correctly, this thing goes crazy. So we don't use all seven, we use them incorrectly, they don't interact properly because they're designed to actually interact with each other. So that's the underlying principle of the profile. We can go into the profile in a little bit more depth in next week's broadcast.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. My goodness. Only God could have designed that.
Of course.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, isn't it just incredible?
It is so amazing.
The more I study science, the more I admire God.
Oh, absolutely. You should.
Yes.
And scientists that don't are not true scientists.
Exactly. I agree with you.
They're just not. And we're out of time. And we'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.